Good morning, Mount Olivet Baptist Church family and friends. This morning, our sermon text comes from Jonah chapter 1. Jonah chapter 1, and we will be reading verses 1 through 3. That's Jonah chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me." But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. For a few moments this morning, I want to share from the subject, it matters to God. It matters to God. Growing up in New Jersey, we would often spend part of the summer in Lewisburg, North Carolina, where my mother was from. I remember hearing all sorts of sayings that didn't make much sense then, but I have a better understanding of them now. One would say, "You're a spitting image of your mother," which simply meant that you looked like her. I heard someone say, "Quit crying, or I will give you something to cry about." This phrase simply means to quit crying, and if you didn't, then more than likely you were going to get a spanking. There was a saying called cutting a rug, and that simply meant to dance. It's raining cats and dogs out there. That simply meant that the rain was really coming down hard. One phrase that I believe translates to today is "you're a hot mess." When you tell someone that they are a hot mess, you're simply telling them that they don't have it together. And one real interesting saying was, "it don't make me no never mind." That's a saying that is not grammatically correct, but it makes perfect sense to anyone who ever caught the attitude that you just don't care. It may not be perfect grammar and enunciation, but the message is quite clear. There are a lot of things we tend not to care too much about, especially when it doesn't affect us. We may read the headlines of the newspaper or listen to the nightly news on TV, but the bottom line is, if it doesn't affect us directly, it's no big deal. There may be crime in my community, but I haven't been a victim, so it don't make me no never mind. There may be an economic crisis from low minimum wages, but I have a good job, so it don't make me no never mind. There may be calamity with our Congress, but I'm only one vote, so it doesn't make me no never mind. Sadly, even Christians mentally write off things they just don't want to deal with. It's easier to just close our eyes, cancel the newspaper, turn off the TV, and check the caller ID before picking up the phone so we can keep our private proximity free from the pressures of everyday life. The truth of the matter is, we humans tend to prefer a safe zone. We don't want to put ourselves out there and even end up getting caught up in other people's business. It's easier to create a mental island of retreat and adopt the attitude that it don't make me no never mind. That's exactly what Jonah did. Jonah, the son of Amittai, was a prophet of Israel. His God-given assignment was to rescue the perishing, those heathens in Nineveh who were following after bad leadership and worshiping false gods. But Jonah caught the attitude that it don't make me no never mind. And instead, he booked the cruise, leaving from Port Joppa, headed to Tarshish. No big deal, you say. He was entitled to some R&R. Life can get to you that way. You need a break every now and then. Besides, those heathens in Nineveh were no concern of his. They were anything but ready to hear what he had to say. Later for them, he thought, I'll take a cruise to Tarshish where the folks are more receptive and less hostile. Nineveh don't make me no never mind. You see, Nineveh was a prosperous city in what is now Iraq. It was among the greatest of Mesopotamia and the flourishing capital of the Assyrian Empire. Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, reigned there in that glorious metropolis and took their prosperity to new heights. Enamored with his own success, he believed that the glory of Nineveh would last forever. He led his people in the worship of Ishtar, the goddess of love, fertility, war, and sex. The Lord told Jonah to preach repentance to that city of Nineveh. But Jonah said to himself, these heathens are ruthless and evil, a warring people. I'm not sticking my neck out for them. If they're doomed to be destroyed, it don't make me no never mind. Why did it matter whether the people of Nineveh lived eternally or died and went to hell? What does it matter to any of us if our neighbors, friends, and family live eternally or die and go to hell? There are some very good reasons why it matters to God. First, it matters because God loves sinners and we were once one. Jonah forgot that. Had it not been for the grace of God, he would be a heathen just like the Ninevites. But the Lord was about to remind him. When Jonah's cruise ship ran into stormy seas, somebody on board blamed disobedient Jonah for God's anger toward them. So they threw Jonah overboard to save the ship and to save themselves. You know the story. Jonah was swallowed by a big fish and lived in its belly for 3 days. 3 days of gasping for what little air he had to survive. 3 days of thinking, how did I get in this mess? 3 days of some serious prayer and reflection while the Lord put a spiritual tracking device on that fish and guided it to the shores of Nineveh, where an irritated fish suffered from a serious case of acid reflux and barfed Jonah up on the beef. Don't tell me God doesn't love sinners. Look what he did to ensure the people of Nineveh had a chance to repent. Nineveh may not have been on Jonah's radar, but they were on God's radar. God had to show Jonah that he was not in charge. God loves all sinners. His grace is sufficient to save even the most egregious sinner. The proof is your own salvation. He cared enough to save you, and he cared enough to save me. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I am found, was blind, but now I see. That is why amazing grace shall always be my song of praise, for it was grace that brought me liberty. I do not know just why he ever came to love me so. But he looked beyond my faults and he saw my need. And with such amazing grace, how could we deny another the same opportunity? We have the same calling on our lives that Jonah had. Our Nineveh may be right in our own home, or it could be around the corner or across town. Our Nineveh could be a neighbor or a coworker or our beautician or barber or our mechanic. Our Nineveh could be any number of people we encounter. Christ charged us to go and make disciples of all men, of all women, of all boys and girls. It isn't an option. We can't say it don't make me no, never mind, because it matters to God. We've got to spread the gospel now. Spread the gospel today. What are you and I waiting for? To be swallowed up by adverse circumstances that have us gasping for air? Secondly, witnessing to the unsaved matters because Christians hate Satan and the evil he spreads. We can't stand the way sin sneaks into our lives and disrupts our joy. Sin is the cause of all of our grief. It infiltrates our existence like a virus and becomes the source of all our suffering. All of our misery can be traced to sin. All of our corruption can be traced to sin. All of our indecency can be traced to sin. All of our frustration can be traced to sin. All of our fear, our perversion, and our bloodshed can be traced to sin. Sin found its way into Jonah's head and caused him to rebel against God's divine instruction. And if we would tell the truth, we would have to admit that sin got into us too. Christians know that the only way to combat sin's effect on us is to confess our sins to Christ and ask for his forgiveness. When we do that, John in 1 John 1:9 says, Christ is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Confession is the only roadblock we have to combat this effect of sin in our lives. Jonah was carrying in his heart the remedy for Nineveh's rebellion. And instead of being obedient to the Lord's plan, he took that remedy to Tarshish, or at least he tried. And the price for his disobedience was a nightmare journey. Our Christ-like spirit compels us to repel sin and preach against it. All sin is against the Lord's holiness and righteousness. Sin is against God's plans and purpose for our lives. Jonah thought he could take a time out from fighting sin, but it only got him into deeper water. When we don't pay God, no, never mind, all of our assurance turns into anxiety. Our hope turns into despair. Our peace turns into perplexity, and our faith becomes futile. And I wonder how many Christians are going through a nightmare of their own choosing because they refuse to obey God's command to share Christ with their Nineveh. How many hearts have bled? How many eyes have wept? How many bodies have ached because the message of salvation is burning within us and we don't let it out? We hate sin and we hate the evil that it spreads. It's time to let the antidote out of the bottle. It's time to share salvation with the sinner. And finally, and most importantly, our witness matters because Christ matters. Christ's Calvary sacrifice is a story worth telling. It's worth telling that Christ is the morning star who gives guidance to those who are wondering. It's worth telling that Christ is the resurrection and the life who grants hope to the dying sinner. It's worth telling that Christ is the light of the world who searches for those who have gone astray. And it's worth telling that without Christ, you would be lost forever. In this world of sin, there is only one solution: Jesus. Jesus is above all, over all, and beyond all. Jesus has all power, all authority, and all wisdom. He can create in us a new spirit and transform a sinner into a saint. I don't know about you, but he did that for me, and I believe he did that for you. And he can do that for everyone. Christ matters. He matters because his blood is precious, and he shed it for you and for me. His power is omnipotent, and he uses it to straighten us. His wisdom is omniscience. He imparts it to us. His grace is sufficient. He showers it on us. Christ matters. We can refuse him, but he still matters. We can disgrace him, but he still matters. We can ignore him, but he still matters. We can oppose him, but he still matters. Christ matters because he's the only one who can cleanse the polluted and pardon the guilty. And because he matters, when it comes to your salvation and mine, we can't say it don't make me. No, never mind. Your salvation does matters. It matters to me because it matters to Christ. Jonah ran from the presence of the Lord. God gave him a second chance to get it right. My brothers and sisters, if you're running from him today, today is your chance to get it right. Christ endured the pain of your sin because it mattered to him. He was crushed by the weight of your sin because it mattered to him. He laid down his life for your sin and mine because you and I, we matter to him. God bless you, and may the Lord keep you and make his face to smile upon you and be gracious unto you. God bless you. I love you.